Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 44. Jesus says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." What a great verse. What a great picture. So imagine this man walking into a field. He discovers a treasure there that nobody else knows is there. And so what does he do? He buries it, covers it up, and he goes away and he starts selling everything he has. Everything he has. That's what the text says. All that he has. And you can imagine people coming up to him saying, "You're crazy. Why are you selling all that you have?" And he says, "I'm going to buy that field over there." Of course, they don't know what's in the field. And so they say, "You're crazy. You're going to sell all you have to buy that field?" And he smiles as he looks at them and he says, "I've got a hunch." He smiles because inside he knows that he has found something that's worth losing everything for. And that's the point of this little story. In Christ, in the kingdom of Christ, we have found someone, something that's worth losing everything for. It just makes sense. Now, not to the world. It doesn't make sense to forsake pleasures and pursuits and possessions in this world to follow Christ. It makes no sense to the world. That looks crazy to the world. But we know, we can smile because inside we know that in Christ we have found someone who is worth losing everything for. So I encourage you, based on this text, don't hold tightly to the fleeting pleasures and possessions and pursuits of this world. Hold tightly to the treasure of Christ. Even though it makes no sense to the world around us, cling to him because he is worth more than everything this world has put together. Jesus, we praise you as the King whose worth far surpasses everything else in the world combined. You are good. You are great. You are gracious. You are glorious. You are majestic. You are mighty. And we know that in you, we have everything we need. In you, we have everything we want. We say in prayer right now, you alone are the one we need. You alone are the one we want. So help us, we pray, to forsake pleasures and pursuits and possessions in this world as you call us to. Lord, help us to see the ways we are holding too tightly to things in this world. Lord, cause us to see even down to things we need to get rid of in order to pursue you, in order to cause your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, in order to proclaim the good news of your kingdom to more people, that they might know the treasure that is found in you. Oh God, give us a right perspective of you and a right perspective of all this world has to offer us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.